This is the recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 14th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Pardon the delay. This will convene the Federal Election Commission open meeting for Thursday, December 14th, 2017. We'll begin with the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Hawaii Democratic Party. Do we have some late submitted documents or not?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 17-59-B.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motions have it unanimously. Any beginning comment? Would you like to proceed?
I don't believe the Audit Division has any further comments. We presented last week, sir.
Okay. Mr. Goodman, do you have, I see you're looking for.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Hawaii Democratic Party Committee, I had a couple of questions, for counsel, and that's first on the finding that the TV ad on Laura Lingle was wrong then about a lot of things, and she's wrong for Hawaii now. If the commission found that, or if the commission avoided a finding for now that that is express advocacy, would that expenditure nonetheless be a coordinated expenditure by the party under the would the content prong of the coordinated expenditure regulation nonetheless consider that a coordinated expenditure and a contribution? In other words, there are several content prongs of the regulation. One of them is express advocacy. One of them is an electioneering communication. Political parties don't make electioneering communications by definition. But the next provision is any reference to a candidate for Senate or President. And under that prong, under any reference, would this nonetheless be a coordinated expenditure for the party? I guess I'm asking, do you import the coordinated communication regulation to define coordinated expenditures by a political party?
Can you give us a minute? We haven't looked into that question until Yes. It was just posed at this moment.
We would need to confer with the Audit Division to confirm that, in fact, the ad was run within the 90-day period under the content prong.
Well, let me ask, do you know when, I'm looking at the report, do we know when that TV ad was run?
The television ad?
Yes, for $11,922.
Just in our notes, just that TV ad, just that $11,000 is for the production and design of the TV ad, and we couldn't find any documentation of with the media vendor for airing that television ad.
There was the clip that we were looking at yesterday. I believe it had a date on the front of it, but I don't recall particularly what that was. And I couldn't claim that that was the actual airing date, but I believe it said so.
And I can tell you that the vendor invoiced the committee on November 1st.
for $11,922 in production and design costs. And you didn't see a placement or dissemination cost?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move approval of the Audit Division's recommendation memorandum to the Hawaii Democratic Party. Before I vote, I just want to announce that I'm not sure if this ever were to go to a referral that I would support punishing for exceeding the coordinated expenditure limit under the total umbrella of the National and State Party, since they stayed within that combined limit over what is essentially a paperwork assignment. But it is technically in excess of what they had been assigned, so for purposes of audit, I will support that finding. However, I'm going to move approval of this, and moving the finding of $11,922 for an apparent independent expenditure add to other issues on the basis that we have no evidence that it actually was disseminated.
Any comment on that? I guess has there been an effort to try and find that out, and that simply hasn't been able to be ascertained?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Evidence about whether or not it was ever actually disseminated?
We've had 5 years.
No.
No, meaning what?
No, you know, we requested that documentation, but we never received anything from the committee.
I see. Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand completely where Commissioner Goodman is coming from. I'd like to first move approval of the recommendation as is.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Chairman, I will strike my motion that was on the floor to allow Commissioner Weintraub to make her motion, and then I'll return.
All right, that sounds fine. Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Commissioner Goodman. With respect to the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Hawaii Democratic Party, A13-07, I move approval of staff recommendations as set forth in agenda document number 17-56-A.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay. Commissioner Weintraub and I voted in favor. The Vice Chair, Commissioner Peterson, and then Commissioner Goodman voted against. Do we have another motion, Mr. Goodman?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, in the subject of Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum of the Hawaii Democratic Party, A13-07, I move approval of the Audit Division's recommendations. However, I'm also moving the finding regarding an $11,922 expenditure for the production design costs either to excise it or move it to additional issues, and I leave that to audit to decide.
Does I have any opinion to offer at this point?
Just my only question is just, you know, just this is considered a coordinated expenditure now, and so if it were to move to additional issues, just we would be reducing the excess limitation by the $11,000.
Yes, you would remove that $11,000 expenditure for the TV ads from the finding on excessive coordinated expenditures.
Fine. Any comment on that? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? None. Unanimously was passed. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.